91X News.
It's 1 degree and lightly snowing at noon. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Megan Pounder. Belleville police are investigating a break and enter that took place at a residence in the East Thurlow Township area last night. The suspects were able to pry their way into the homeowner's gun cabinet and stole 9 firearms plus ammunition. This incident is still under investigation. If anyone has any information regarding the occurrence, please contact the Belleville Police Service at 613-966-0882, extension 2211. Police east of Toronto have found 6 children they say were allegedly abducted by a parent in Calgary earlier this week. Durham Regional Police say an officer came across the children, who are between 18 months and 11 years of age, in Bowmanville on Wednesday afternoon. They say the officer stopped a green SUV with Alberta license plates and found it was linked to an alleged parental abduction in Calgary. Police say the driver, a 49-year-old man, was being sought under a Canada-wide warrant and has been arrested. His name is not being released to protect the identities of the children. Authorities say the children have been taken to a safe place. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says the government's clampdown on information about Canada's mission in Iraq is necessary to protect Canadian soldiers on the ground. But interim Conservative leader Rona Ambrose says the government is trying to hide the fact that troops are engaged in combat with the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant.
It's been regular practice for the government to provide technical briefings to the media and to Canadians when our soldiers are deployed in battle. Top commanders were made available to explain the threat that our soldiers faced. But the Prime Minister has changed that policy. For political reasons, he promised to end a combat mission that he's actually expanding. Will the Prime Minister be transparent and resume these briefings so Canadians can know exactly what our men in uniform are facing?
Prime Minister, right on.
We have changed somewhat the approach the previous government had. We will not put our men and women in the Canadian forces in harm's way for communications purposes. We remain open and transparent about what these this mission is and what the extraordinary work they are doing, but we will not compromise the safety for a communications exercise here at home.
The heated exchange in the House of Commons came after military officers revealed recently that Canadian soldiers are spending more time on the front lines and engaging in more firefights with ISIL. Neither the officers nor the government would provide specific details. Ontario is supporting 152 nonprofit initiatives that will help bring positive change to communities across the province over the next 3 years. Minister of Tourism, Culture and Sport, Eleanor McMahon, made the announcement today at the Brampton Multicultural Community Centre. The centre is receiving $592,000 to develop leadership skills and civic engagement among immigrant youth ages 15 to 24 and to help youth get involved in addressing the challenges facing their communities, such as unemployment, navigating the education system, and the disconnects between home and school culture, values, and practices. Ontario is supporting families and communities across the province through the Ontario Trillium Foundation. This funding helps nonprofit organizations deliver a broad range of community projects that make a difference in people's lives, from preserving Indigenous languages and cultural traditions to promoting active living and developing job skills. A press release issued this morning states that investing in local communities is part of our plan to create jobs, grow our economy, and help people in their everyday lives. First Nations and an environmental group are filing lawsuits against the federal government and a Malaysian state-owned oil firm in an attempt to halt liquefied natural gas project on BC's northern coast. The Pacific Northwest LNG project received federal approval last month, but Skeena Wild Conservation Trust spokesman Greg Knox says an environmental assessment conducted by Petronas is unfounded and doesn't align with independent studies.
Over 90 climate experts from around the world sent a letter to the federal government asking them not to approve the project because of the significant environmental impacts from the climate pollution from this project that would be the largest climate polluter in Canadian history.
Skeena Wild Conservation Trust and 2 First Nations groups will be filing their lawsuits in federal court tomorrow morning. Researchers say the sea star wasting disease that swept over much of the North American West Coast has devastated the sunflower sea star in Salish Sea. A study published today by researchers at the University of California, Davis, says the sunflower has all but disappeared from the area. Study co-author Joseph Gatos says that the sea star is a compulsive eater of mussels, sea urchins, and even scavengers on the sea bottom.
So when you take away a major predator out of the ecosystem changes. And I think two of the things that we showed in the paper that are happening, one, we're seeing increases in red and green urchins. The other thing we're seeing are some other sea stars are increasing, like this leather star. That population is going up.
Gatos says the area is a hotspot for sea star diversity with 28 different varieties, including some that aren't found anywhere else in the world. A North Carolina woman who bought a scratch ticket to show her husband that lottery tickets are a waste of money has won $1 million. Glenda Blackwell of Leicester tells WLOS-TV that her husband asked her to buy two Powerball tickets from a Quick Mart last Saturday, but she bought a $10 Carolina Million scratch ticket instead. Blackwell said she was trying to show her husband that no one ever wins and buying tickets is a waste of money. Now she's eating her words and enjoying every bite. The 57-year-old Blackwell says she's going to use the $415,000 lump sum after taxes to buy a home and pay for her granddaughter's college. That's QNET News on 901X to 1205. Sports is next.
Unemployed, underemployed, or looking for a new career? Loyalist College wants to put you to work. Find out how during Loyalist College Open House, Saturday, November 12th from 1 till 4. Consult with Loyalist faculty about more than 60 full-time programs, as well as distance studies and continuing education options. Learn about second career funding and prior learning assessment and recognition. Visit Loyalist College Open House, Saturday, November 12th from 1 till 4 and enter a draw for a $1,000 bursary. Loyalist College, they put you to work.
QNET Sports. Lancers basketball kicked off this season last weekend. Both the men and women's teams have been off to a rough start, losing all of their games so far. Both teams hope to bounce back from this when they travel to Barrie tomorrow to play the Georgian Grizzlies. Game times are 6 p.m. for the ladies and 8 p.m. for the men. The Lancers men's volleyball team kicked off their regular season home opener with a tough 3-2 loss to the Centennial Colts. The men are back in action Saturday, October 9th, when they take on the George Brown Huskies at home at 3 p.m. The Lancers women's volleyball team opened their regular season schedule last Friday in a game against the Centennial Colts. They wasted no time getting into the swing of things and dominated the Colts in a quick three-set victory. They get back in action Saturday, October 29th, when they get home court advantage against the George Brown Huskies at 1 p.m. The Trenton Golden Hawks swept the Toronto Junior Canadians 4-2 in their game last Sunday. They host the Wellington Dukes tomorrow night at the Duncan MacDonald Memorial Gardens Arena. Game time is 7:30 p.m. The Picton Pirates dominated the Camelford Rebels last Friday with a final score of 9-1. They face the Amherstview Jets tonight at Prince Edward Community Center at 7:30 p.m. The Chicago Cubs scored a 5-1 victory last night behind Jake Arrieta, tying the World Series at one game apiece as it heads to Wrigley Field for the first time since 1945. Cubs manager Joe Maddon says Arrieta threw effectively despite some bad control issues.
He had great stuff, his command, a little bit scattered at times, but he kept battling through, didn't give up any hits. Finally, was it like 96 or 98 pitches by the time I took him out? I think a lot of it, he just had a hard time gripping the baseball. It was kind of difficult with that.
The Montreal Canadiens are on a roll. Shea Weber scored the tie-breaking goal on a power play with under 3 minutes remaining as the Habs edged the New York Islanders 3-2 for their fifth straight victory. Montreal improved to 6-0-1. The Canadiens are the only team in the NHL without a regulation time loss. A Super Bowl ring stolen from Denver Broncos linebacker DeMarcus Ware has been found following the arrest of two suspects. The Associated Press's Bruce Morton has the story.
Police spokesman John White says Ware's ring and other stolen items have been recovered. He identified the suspects as 40-year-old Billy McCaslin and 31-year-old Sergio Ireza and said they were located thanks to tips from the public after police announced Ware's home had been burglarized while he was at the Broncos' Monday night game versus Houston. Police tweeted hidden camera photos from Ware's home that were shared by fans on social media. Bruce Morton, Denver.
DeMar DeRozan poured in 40 points as the Toronto Raptors downed the Detroit Pistons 109-91 in their season opener. Raptors point guard Kyle Lowry was impressed with DeRozan's performance.
He was playing unbelievable, lights out, and honestly, when you make some of the shots he's making, I said to myself a few times, wow, and that was an impressive game by him, man. You know, he put himself to a higher standard. He got an average 40 now, so hopefully he can keep it up.
Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville. Periods of wet snow and rain today with a high of plus 5. Periods of rain tonight with a low of 2. Clearing tomorrow with a high of plus 9. At 12:08, it's 1 degree and lightly snowing. QNET News, on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Megan Pounder. News on 91X next at 1 o'clock.